Really interesting yarn, page 9 of the Herald Sun. A man has a parking infringement from the City of Melbourne that says that the offence was committed at 11:36 a.m. He also has the ticket he got out of the machine, his parking ticket, which says he has a valid park until 11:40. In other words, he was fined 4 minutes before his actual time expired. The issue is that there are in-ground sensors there, and they sensed when he first parked the car before he went off to get some change to buy the ticket. My question to you is, would that ticket have been issued by a human being? Does a human being go up and
stick it on your windscreen?
Yeah. Well, wouldn't that same human being have seen the ticket that said he had a valid park until 11:40? Notwithstanding that the in-ground sensor recorded him as having parked at 11...
Yeah, well, you'd assume so, wouldn't you?
Jonathan Brown is from the Consumer Action Law Centre. Jonathan, good morning to you.
Good morning.
This particular motorist, who's called Glenn Batson, has attempted to point out to the council this anomaly, and the council's looked at it and said, no, we're not going to revoke it.
Well, one of the tricky things here is that this isn't technically a consumer transaction, so the normal things we would be able to do if we were purchasing parking or purchasing anything else, we're not able to do because it's covered by council regulations. So it's technically an enforcement of the law in the same way of public transport ticketing or, say, a speeding fine. It's considered quite differently to a consumer transaction, but it's definitely quite shocking to see how just confusing a scenario this is and how unclear the whole situation really is.
We've got to say, in this particular context, this bloke did actually overstay his park by an hour. So we're not actually talking about an innocent man being crucified here, but just the fact that the offence time is recorded as 4 minutes before the time that the ticket says on his dash that he was allowed to park till.
Yeah, well, even though it isn't a consumer transaction, it is concerning to see that what's written on the ticket and what actually happens are, you know, worlds apart, or I guess minutes apart, if you wanted to say about worlds apart. But, yeah, it is concerning that there's a discrepancy there, and what people think they're putting their money towards is turning out to be something else.
Well, yeah, you would think if you have a ticket that's put on your dash that says 11:40 a.m. that you'd be free until 11:40 a.m.
Well, that is the expectation that people have, regardless of where you park, where you go. If that's what the ticket says, you can totally understand why a person would think that.
What do you think the council means when it says the infringements are valid, this particular one is valid, because the road rules require a vehicle to leave a parking area by the maximum time on a parking sign? What's that meant to mean? What is the maximum time on the parking sign?
It is a tricky one. I mean, really, it comes down to those...
Well, if it says 2p, it means 2 hours.
Yeah, it is quite confusing, and one of the things that we're concerned about...
You think it's confusing? I think that bit's pretty straightforward. You know how long you're allowed to park there, don't you?
Yeah, the time limits are pretty straightforward, but I guess that question of... A lot of us have had that scenario where maybe we're sitting in the car waiting for someone for 5 minutes. So does it count while we're sitting in there waiting, or does it count for the moment that we're walking to go and buy our ticket? I mean, we have heard the occasional story of someone getting fined in the moment when they're off finding change or getting the ticket itself. And so there is still a bit of confusion about how the whole process works.
Good on you, Jonathan. Nice to chat. Jonathan Brown from the Consumer Action Law Centre.